Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we visit the headquarters of the Tokyo Timber Wholesalers Association and see how this striking building walks the walk with its impressive wooden construction. To find out more, Monocle's Tokyo Bureau Chief Fiona Wilson spoke with Yoshio Nakahara from the Timber Association. Let's have a listen.
For more than 300 years, Tokyo's timber industry was centred in an area known as Kiba. When that area succumbed to development in the 1970s, the industry moved to reclaimed land known as Shinkiba, literally New Lumber District. And it's here that you'll find the headquarters of the Lumber Wholesalers Cooperative Association. Mokuzai Kaikan was designed by the Tokyo architects Niken Seke as a showcase both for Japanese timber and Japan's excellence at wooden construction. With its clean lines and wood puzzle facade, the seven-story building stands out from the surrounding jumble of office blocks, timber yards, roads and railway lines. Yoshio Nakahara from the association tells the story.
So allow me to give you an overview of the Mokuzai Kaikan. This building was completed 11 years ago in 21 Heisei, and as you can see, uses a lot of wood. Over 1,000 cubic meters of timber from all over Japan. While I'm sure it's rare to see a building of this scale to use so much wood in its construction, this seven-floor building does in fact serve as the headquarters for the Tokyo Timber Wholesalers Association, which includes over 300 companies and is responsible for sourcing and distributing timber in Tokyo. The old Mokuzai Kaikan, our former headquarters, was in Monzenakacho. However, deterioration of this building meant we had to rebuild it in its current location. Since we were building this new block from the ground up, we thought that we might as well try to use as much timber as possible. So we asked Niken to design it and Taisei to construct it. As for the architects at Niken, it was their first time to design a building with so much wood. A lot of thought went into how to maximize the use of wood while staying within building regulations, as well as maintaining the strength of the structure itself.
The jigsaw puzzle effect on the outside is made up of a series of balconies that cover the facade. In a traditional Japanese building, this semi-outdoor area is known as an engawa, an essential in-between space that allows for air to circulate. But it's an unusual feature in a modern office block.
As one can see when visiting this building, the flooring is entirely made from solid wood. There's wood everywhere, from the ceilings to the outer walls. One of the characteristics of this building is that there are wooden decks on all the westward-facing floors, allowing you to go in and out of the building very easily, whichever floor you're on. This use of space is common in condominiums and apartment blocks, but is very rare in office buildings. I think this is a very unique design by Niken.
And while it would have been easy for the designers simply to give the impression of a wooden building by using veneers or plywoods, the association felt strongly that the building should be made of solid wood.
While we could have used printed cross-laminated timbers and plywoods consisting of many thin slices of lumber pressed together, we stuck to solid wood for multiple reasons. Predominantly, the scent of the wood being better. You can smell it now, even 10 years after completion. Also, the use of solid wood on the interior gives the building a warm, somewhat soft appearance, a relaxing atmosphere unusual in office buildings. The structure of the building itself is SRC, steel reinforced concrete, while the interior and exterior of the building uses mainly wood. Thanks to the development of new materials in recent years, entire timber structures for buildings are starting to become more common. But 10 years ago, this was unheard of for buildings of this scale. And the use of timber was limited to the interiors and exteriors of buildings.
Each room showcases a different Japanese wood. One room uses a scented walnut. In the boardroom, the walls are lined with wild cherry, and the long meeting table is made from birch.
So the birch, or makaba, used for the table is a very long piece. It is very rare to find a tree this long in Japan, so processing this wood was a delicate task. Of course, this is a one-off piece of furniture, but a fine example of how wooden materials can make furniture a lot more appealing. This wall is made of cherry wood. As you can see, it is a myriad of smaller pieces put together. Since they spiral as they grow, You can't get a long piece of wood from a wild cherry tree. You have to stick smaller pieces together. By adding a dimension to the design of this wall, we created a wall that was worth looking at and would give depth to the room.
Fire regulations, however, are a serious business in a city prone to earthquakes. And there's a challenge in making a modern office building using so much wood.
Japanese law makes it very hard for solid wood to be used inside buildings due to its flammability, a parameter for safety being the time taken for smoke to reach one's neck height. Nikken managed to bypass this restriction by creating a large, empty space above the ceiling. In the case of a fire, this space allows smoke to be stored, giving enough time for occupants to escape as the smoke keeps rising, rather than coming down into the room. Methods like these were explored in order to maximize the amount of wood we could use, and I think we've somewhat become a test case for future projects. Under the regulations, the use of solid wood is usually prohibited. You can only use wood if it's treated so it won't burn. However, since this does require soaking the wood in chemicals, not only will it turn white, but it will also lose its scent. Also, the weight becomes considerably heavier and the price more expensive. So for this building, we limited the use of treated timber to the least we could for parts of the exterior, in order to conform the building to construction regulations.
Japan is two-thirds forested, but there's still a demand for imported woods.
Out of the 300 companies within the Tokyo Timber Wholesalers Association, up to half also import wood from overseas. Our job is to promote the use of timber in construction, regardless of its origin. However, in reality, the forests in Japan, mostly cedar and cypress, planted around 40 to 50 years ago, are currently approaching their harvest period, so supplies will be high in the coming years. For sustainable forestry, the demand for wood needs to be constant. Without demand, we can't cut the trees, leading to forests being damaged. A healthy cycle is imperative, so for now, we want Japan to use as much Japanese cypress and cedar as possible to keep this healthy cycle going.
Nakahara-san considers wood to be the perfect material for Japan's dry winters and humid summers.
Large buildings have air conditioners in summer, central heating in winter, so that's not really a cause for concern. But wood is a natural means of humidity control. When dry, it will disperse moisture. When humid, it will suck up the moisture. So even without air conditioning, wood can, to some extent, do the work for you. And it does not drip with condensation, regardless of the season. It's a very useful material.
He anticipates that the demand for wood will increase. He says that people are concerned about issues such as sustainability, comfort, and atmosphere. Wood is being used in high-profile projects such as Kengo Kuma's new national stadium in Tokyo.
I believe with more buildings being built, the percentage of wood to be used in them will increase. Japan's architectural technology, I believe, is one of the most complete in the world, when you factor in Japan's proximity to earthquakes, natural disasters, and how buildings in Japan hold up to these challenges.
The first and last thing people see on entering and leaving Mokusai Kaikan is a large seating area made of Japanese cypress.
This object here is designed so visitors can sit on it. It is based on the beam supporting the hall on the seventh floor. As you can see, the only thing in this entrance area made of wood is this object. The rest is glass, concrete, and steel. This was done intentionally by the architects to not only prevent overusing the timber throughout this building, but also to shed the light on this object, the only thing in this room made from the material that we stand for.
Tours of Mokusai Kaikan are free and highly recommended for anyone interested in Japanese design and architecture.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Fiona Wilson for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.